We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Laura is in San Marcos. Laura, do you remember your best road trip?
My best, I would say, I was moving back from Denver, Colorado, back to California. My dad flew out and helped me make the move. Aww. So it was a bonding thing for me and my dad.
Yeah, right?
Hello.
Yes.
A real weird coincidence, because that's exactly opposite of what I'm doing. I'm taking a road trip with my daughter, Julia, as we are driving to take her to the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I have been dreading this time of my life. Mm-hmm. I have been so looking forward to this time of my life. I'm so torn.
You are. You're totally torn. It's good and bad. Absolutely.
I mean,
you bet.
I don't know what it's going to be like to not, like, say, let's go to lunch.
Yeah.
Stop it, John. So that's the worst part. Best part is like, oh man, I'm a dork. I'm a Clark Griswold, man. I got the map routed out, or the route mapped out, I should say. And
you're gonna have a fabulous time.
I'm a
you're gonna have a
case
fabulous
of emotion.
Time.
To you quote just, Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. You're gonna have a fabulous time, and you just have to take yourself back to when Abigail went up to college.
Yep.
And you didn't have that, and it didn't take you long then to start realizing, okay, this is how it is now.
So my ex is moving back to the Midwest, which means that this is now my daughter's last time ever in their mom's house.
Right.
So in addition to her packing up her stuff to go to college, her whole life is just being erased out of that house.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a very heavy time for her.
Sure.
And it's a heavy time for me for different reasons. I mean, the whole convenience of having your children so nearby is now gone for me. Until Thanksgiving or a holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm not really cool with that.
Right.
And
grow up.
This is life. I know this is what's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. I just wish it wasn't happening so damn fast.
Right, I know.
So anyway, I had a talk with my daughter yesterday. Julia used to host a segment on our show long ago. Maybe you remember it, called Julia's Juice at 8:15. Better than a tabloid magazine. She stopped doing it. I think she was just about to turn 13.
Yeah,
we stopped it because she wasn't cute anymore. Sorry, Julia. And
she was done with it.
She was so done with it. Anyway, here's my bit.
Well. Here we are, young Julia Rose. Your last night in your San Diego RB home.
Facts.
What's the feeling like? Kind of crazy or just like, let me get out of here?
No, I'm kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I am looking forward, however, to our fabulous road trip.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to hook up right outside Lake Mead on day one. I've mapped our route today. We're going to be going through Nevada, Utah, and Denver through the Rockies.
Yay!
And then the beautiful state of Nebraska.
My favorite of all time.
Up the entire state of Iowa. No, this isn't
lovely.
Heaven. It's Iowa. And then into Minnesota, straight up the road. Sweet. So...
So I want to make an amendment to that, by the way,
okay.
Because I changed my mind last night.
Yeah.
You know me, I want to get there. But
right.
Then I'm like, why do you want to get there?
No, you got
you
the
want to
time,
prolong
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already seen Iowa, but what she hasn't seen is going a little further north and going through South Dakota,
right.
Where you can see Mount Rushmore and the Badlands.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful countryside.
Right.
And I get more time with her.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I changed the route through Iowa. No disrespect to Iowa.
You
had a lot of corn.
And then
and
you just haul butt through Nebraska and Iowa. Because, Nebraska, the last 2 miles of Nebraska, North Dakota gave them because they felt sorry for them because it's so boring. And that's not a lie.
I won't be going through Iowa any longer. South Dakota took care of that.
Yeah.
I'll be entering Minnesota through South Dakota, also borders. But we'll talk about geography later.
Yeah.
You haven't seen any of these areas by car, like, since we made this trip last time. Are you at all excited about this?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's pretty. Until Nebraska.
What are the chances I'm going to get kind of emotional on this trip?
I think you're going to cry when we pull out of the driveway.
Yeah.
Do you really? I don't think I will.
Well, you're going to cry pretty soon, I think.
Will you be disappointed if I don't?
Oh, I know that you're gonna. So that's not
okay, well, I'm looking forward to this little deal. Tammy today said this was kind of like Thelma and Louise. Are you aware of that movie?
No.
What would be a cool buddy road trip reference that you would appreciate?
in Friends when Phoebe and Joey drove all the way from Vegas to New York.
In her cab?
Yeah.
Okay, who am I?
You're Phoebe in that scenario because the whole time Joey was sleeping in the back. And then when Joey started...
Oh, so you're in between the entire time? Thanks, that should be great for me.
But then when Joey started driving, he was tired, so he picked up a hitchhiker to drive. I won't do that.
Thank you. University of Minnesota, here we come. Anything you want to say to the old house?
Later, skaters.
Anything you want to say to the fans of Julia's Juice?
Later, skaters.
You got any more left in you? One more? I love you. Let's do this road trip.
All right. I love you, too.
Thank you.
She was a fifth grader when we moved here.
I know. It's crazy. 833-287-1037. Your best or maybe your worst road trip, or maybe it was a combo of both of them. We'd love to hear it.
Becky's in Lakeside. Hey, Becky.
Hi, guys. Let's
can you turn your radio down, Becky?
Oh, God, I did. Oh, my God.
Becky, I'm sorry Tammy yelled at you.
I'm sorry. No, because you know what? Like I told Tammy, I have to turn my whole neighborhood hears my radio now.
That's why you're our favorite.
I have to listen. It is, of course, number one. But I wanted to share with you guys my bucket list of on my road trip. It was very sentimental, very amazing, and I can relate to kind of what John's going through. I flew up to Michigan to my best friends, and we took a road trip to our mission was going to go to Nashville. But we made a stop in Kentucky, and we went to the Kentucky Derby, which was very sentimental to me because my dad, we grew up with horse racing. And so I wish he was alive to visit with him.
Right.
To go on this trip to be with him. But at least I got to go there. It was just emotional because all the times my dad went there.
That's so cool, Becky. I love how so far the two calls we've had about this have been somewhat daddy-daughter related.
Oh, yeah.
It really
sure
means a lot to me. I hope that Julia looks at this trip when it's done as fondly as I think I'm going to look at it.
Of course she will. Of course she will. And,
you will, John.
Stop it, Becky.
Right. I'm crying with you because Julia, we grew up with Julia.
Right.
Becky, I'm going to say it again with love. I need you to just shut up, please. we love you, Becky. Thank you for saying that.
We love you guys, too. And, John, you have a great time with your daughter, okay?
Thank you. I will very much. Thank you.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you, too, Becky. Thank you. I didn't mean to say shut up. That was very rude of me. Gwen's in Garden City.
Kansas.
In Garden City, Kansas?
Yeah.
Hey, Gwen, what's up in Kansas today?
It's hot.
Oh, okay. Man. All right. It's going to be hot
all
here,
right,
too.
Talk to me.
You're going to be 2 hours north of me. So have you ever heard of Carhenge?
Carhenge. Oh, is that like a Stonehenge with like half of cars sticking out of the ground going upwards?
Yes.
Yeah, I have heard of it.
It's on your way to Mount. It's in Nebraska. It's in Allegiance, Nebraska. And it's a couple hours south of Dakota.
Okay. Interesting.
I wonder if I'll be going through. I probably will be if I'm going up to South Dakota.
Well, if you're going to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
It's just a couple hours south of Mount Rushmore.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have fun in Kansas. Yep. Stay cool. Thank you for listening to us on the radio.com free app.
Yep. I listen to you every morning.
That's beautiful. Go tell our bosses, please. Thank you. Supposed to be pushing the app. Jennifer is downtown. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. So, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to share, I empathize with you. I moved from Ohio to San Diego, and my best road trip was the drive here. We drove north, and we went through, like, Utah and then Nevada and then back down into California. But I was leaving my 17-year-old daughter behind.
Oh, jeez.
It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life, but It gets easier with time. And I used to hate it when people tell me we have FaceTime, you know, and it makes things easier. But it does.
It does. It really does.
I completely empathize with being really sad but happy at the same time and really proud of that. It gets a little easier with time.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.